Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So the Obama administration seems to be taking a softer touch, some might say, on the issue of illegal immigrants. Gone are the days of federal agents busting in on raids. Forced is being replaced by fees. The White House said yesterday that they would focus on fines and so-called civil sanctions, not criminal charges, when businesses are suspected of employing large numbers of illegal immigrants. Joining us this morning in the studio from our partner, the New York Times, is Julia Preston. Julia is the national immigration correspondent for the New York Times. Welcome back to the show, Julia. Thanks.
Good morning, John.
So this story really involves a change in emphasis, not policy so much, and it has focused on a couple of fairly high-profile businesses on the West Coast.
Well, it was very striking when American Apparel made an announcement that it had been informed by immigration authorities that 1,800 of its workers appeared to be not authorized to work in the United States, which is a shorthand for illegal immigrants.
Right.
And instead of the helicopters swirling overhead and the agents in black SWAT jackets, what they got was a notice of a civil fine.
And the helicopters hovering overhead and the agents in black, that happened in some businesses in Iowa, I recall.
Yes,
during the Bush administration,
right. Yes, right? And there were quite a number of immigration raids in the last 2 years of the Bush administration where the first people to be detained were the workers, and many of them were had criminal charges of identity theft and mm-hmm. other criminal charges associated with their work. Here, no workers were arrested, and instead the company is given notice and is given a period of time for the workers to try and straighten out their papers, and if not, they will have to be terminated.
Is this a change in emphasis or a softening of the policy? I mean, do these civil penalties sting maybe harder in some cases than the helicopters and the black-clad raiders?
Well, we don't know yet how big the fines will be, but I will say that I think it's not a it's a change in tactics that is not at the outset so devastating for the community and for the business as the raid. But as a number of immigrant advocates pointed out, the end result is not going to be that different for the immigrant worker, which is they're going to lose their job.
They are going to lose their job.
Yes. In many cases, I mean, American Apparel, which, as you know, has been a company that has been right out there with T-shirts calling for legalize L.A.,
right,
very vigorous in calling for immigration reform. They said that they understand that they are going to have to let workers go who can't clarify their papers.
Now, I can already hear Lou Dobbs doing entire shows based on this story and some others claiming that actually what this amounts to, even though you've suggested otherwise, to a license for businesses to actually employ illegal immigrants, that basically they pay a fee and the government looks the other way. How is that not the case?
Well, I think the Obama administration is walking a very fine line here. There is a complete consensus, I think, in the country on the need for tough immigration enforcement. This is a big change that's happened in the last couple of years. There's a lot of support for tough action against employers who hire illegal immigrants in order to exploit them. And what the administration is trying to do here is weed out those employers. American Apparel was somewhat ironically became... It's ironic that they were the first test case because they're not an exploitative employer. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what's happening here. The administration is trying to signal that they are going to be tough. They're going to be focusing on employers, but they're not going to do it in a way that is quite so disruptive and traumatic to communities.
Does this punish companies that are upfront about their employment tactics, like American Apparel is, and that companies that keep things secretive are going to get a pass here?
Well, it depends on the investigative capabilities
right.
of the authorities. And yesterday or this week, they issued quite a large number, more than 600 notices of audits of hiring documents to other companies. So they are going out there very vigorously with investigations, and we'll have to see what the fines look like and whether they end up identifying companies that really are exploitative or whether it's just employers who are caught in this dilemma that we have now, that we have an immigration system that's so broken. Mm. And there are workers, many workers in low-income sectors that wouldn't be there if they weren't immigrants. So
how do you separate the elements of this policy that are straight from Janet Napolitano from Homeland Security, because she had some experience doing this in her home state, versus a broader Obama administration political interest in not offending voters in the Southwest?
Well, I think this is a very difficult dance that the administration is doing. On one hand, they have to show that they are going to enforce the immigration law. And this is another point on which there's a broad consensus that any proposal to legalize a large number of illegal immigrants will go nowhere if voters are not satisfied that the law will be enforced in the future against hiring of illegal immigrants.
So possibly the takeaway here is leading with enforcement with a follow-on of some sort of legalization amnesty program later on in the Obama administration. Interesting point.
One of the ironies is that it's very close, actually, to what the Bush administration tried to
do. Interesting. Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for The New York Times.